Hey everyone, welcome to the Transformation Blueprint podcast. I'm your host, Mohammed Faraj. And today our topic is organizing yourself, organizing your times, organizing your activities, organizing your tasks. I mean, an organized life will lead to a better results, to a happy life, to a healthy life, to an organized life where you're feeling happy, optimistic, and relieved in your days, in your routines, in your lifestyle. Because without organization in our life, that means we're not organized. That means we're still holding our bad behaviors, bad habits, and this will unfortunately lead to negative results in the both in the short term and in the long run. So that's why it's very crucial and important to organize our life. Every time you wake up early in the morning, you need to consider making a time management in your day. You need to block times for each activity, for each task, for each routine that you need to complete that day. Because if you're not following a time management system, if you're not organizing your life, if you're not aware of what needs to be done, what you need to prioritize, what is important, what is urgent for you, that means you're living a random life where you are feeling more stressed, more overwhelmed, more anxiety increased in your life. I'm telling you from my experience, I used to live this lifestyle where I was just messed. Everything was messed up in my life. I wasn't following any time management system. I wasn't organizing my life. I didn't know what time should I wash dishes, what time should I wash my clothes, what time should I clean my house or do my tasks, finish my assignments. So I was living an unorganized life, and that led to a new year where I was the same person with the same results, feeling stressed, feeling overwhelmed, feeling failure, and I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all, because when I looked at successful people, at the students at my school where I work, they finish their tasks on time, they organize their life, they know what time they're productive, what time they need to study, what time they need to finish their assignments or tasks. They know what time their training starts. They know what time they should relax or play some games or invite friends to play with. So when people live an organized life, you see those people are successful. They're happy. They're grateful. They know they're following a correct path. And they know they will get their results in the long term. So feeling miserable, feeling stagnant or stuck in life, that is because mostly you're not organized. You're not organizing your activities, your tasks, your life. You're just living a random life, and we all know that would lead to a more miserable life, a more boring life, a more life of failures, which we don't like that, which we don't want to have this kind of life. We want to have a life that we enjoy being in nature, enjoy making progress, enjoy being with the loved ones, with the family, with the friends, going to fun, enjoyable activities. We don't feel boring or miserable when we left our tasks or what needs to be done. We don't want to waste or consume so much time on minor activities, on places that doesn't make us happy or enjoy life. We don't want to waste a year, just like we did before. Because when the year passes and you are the same person, I promise you, this is a big signal that you weren't organized in that year. You didn't follow a schedule. You didn't follow a time management system. You didn't finish your activities, your tasks, your assignments. You didn't pay attention to what is wrong in your life, or the bad behaviors or the bad habits that you were or you have been constantly repeating over and over again every day, every week, looping through those thoughts, those negative thoughts, those negative emotions every day. You're not aware of this until you get the bad results, until at the end of the year, and you look at yourself on the mirror and ask yourself, why am I in the same house? Why am I in the same position? Why am I the same person? Why I haven't developed? Why I haven't improved my health, my psychology, my lifestyle? Why I haven't improved? Why I haven't learned a new skills? Why I haven't read those books who just stack there on the table and you haven't touched them the whole year? Because you were hoping that one day you will finish reading those books. You were hoping that you will build a new skill in your life. You were hoping to achieve your goals. You were hoping to get fit or in shape. So just hoping and dreaming and wishing and thinking, and I want that, I want that, I don't want that. This doesn't lead to an organized life. This doesn't lead to a life with greatness or a life with happiness. I promise you, look at successful people, how they live their life, how they do their routine, how they build good habits, what they do in their day. Look at their time management system. Look at their schedule. Look at their lifestyle. They worked very hard. They organized their life. They learned that unless they put effort or the hard work or build new habits where they're organized, where they follow their time management efficiently, where they concentrate on their tasks, on their business, on their life, on their happiness, on their family, unless they do that, they will never see this successful life in the future. They will not achieve their goals, their dreams. The life they envision every day when they go to bed to sleep, or when they wake up early in the morning, this life comes from your big vision, from your organized life. I mean, we all know that if we want something, we have to give up something. So when we give up something, that means we are pursuing our goals, our dreams, our wishes in the future. So we need to organize our times, our tasks. That way we don't feel overwhelmed, stressed, lost, stagnant, or stuck in life. We need to specify a specific limited time to when am I going to wash my dishes? When am I going to take shower? When am I going to go to the gym and do my morning routine and finish those exercises? When am I being productive in the part of day? When am I feeling more energized so I can sit and focus and feel productive to finish my assignments, to finish my tasks? That way the next day I don't feel miserable, I don't feel disappointed of myself and ending up criticizing myself or feeling disappointment or feeling as a failure. So when you organize the first day, the next day will be perfect for day. You know that you lived an organized day before that, and you know that organizing your life or the days that you live will lead to a better outcome, to a big results, to a big goals achieved in your life. So we have to organize our times. We have to organize our life. We don't want to live an average life. We don't want to be regretting in the future, feeling regression for not doing the tasks, for not completing our assignments, for not going to the gym and improve our health, our must build those muscles, increase our energy. We don't want to regret that we didn't enjoy our life with friends, with family, with relatives. I mean, you live an unorganized year. You don't study, you don't train, you don't go out and meet people, you don't enjoy your life. I swear to God, the next year will be the same thing. You will have the same results and end up feeling boring, miserable, and blaming the government, blaming everyone around you, blaming the weather, blaming the season, blaming the community around you, where in the reality, it's you who decides on your life, on your terms, on your freedom, on your success, on your happiness. It's you who's leading the boat. You are the pirate of your ship. So you are the one responsible of your life, because no one is coming to save you. I swear to God, you can't rely or account to anyone else, because everyone is busy with his or her life. Everyone is focusing on their life, how they build their life, how they build a family, how they create their jobs, their business. Everyone is busy with that. So you need to consider following a plan, do some strategies in your life, focus on your daily activities, on your habits, on your behavior. Where do you have problems or issues in your life? What are the activities that always stand on your way? They always keep you feel stuck. You're not progressing, you're not moving forward, you're not developing those skills. So you need to pay attention about the day you are living, what you have done this day. Where were you? Did you finish your tasks? Did you start a business? Did you go to the gym and do those exercises to enhance your health, to enhance your ability to sit for few hours and concentrate on your life, on your studies, on your business? Did you go out and meet your friends? Did you enjoy your life with friends, relatives, family? So organizing our life is one of the biggest factors of living a happy life, living a successful life, because without organization, there is no success, there is no happiness in life. If you, for example, if you go to the bank, people who work at the bank, they organize their authority or their company. They know what time they're working. They know what time they're going to eat their lunch. They know what time they will take their rest. They know what time they will stand in the reception and receive customers or clients and answer their questions or solve their problems. They know what time the work starts. They know what time the work ends. They plan. They track all their activities, all their tasks at the office. Same thing for the school. School organizes everything for the students. So the students, when they come early in the morning, they sit in their classroom. They see there is a table, there is desks, there is a teacher who will show up and teach them the lesson, show them the activities, the assignments, the books that needs to be finished today. So you look at everyone around you is organized. Many families are very organized. They know what time they will wake up early in the morning and eat their breakfast, take shower, prepare for the work, prepare for their children, for the school. They know what time the bus will show up so they can pick up their children. Everyone is organizing their life. That's why they will have this bright future, and they will feel very happy for being organized, for building those habits, for creating that those behaviors that will lead them to happy life, successful life, a great life. I mean, without organizing, there is no hope. There is no dreams come true. There is no goals achieved in your life. So you need to consider planning and be aware of your life. Every day you wake up early in the morning, you need to start with positive affirmations. Today I'm going to organize my activities, my life. I know what time I'm going to the gym. I know what time I'm going to record that podcast. I know what time I'm going to sit and study and have a full concentration on my tasks. I know what time I'm going to eat that lunch. I know what time I have energy. I know what time I'm productive. Schedule all these activities. Block a specific limited time to each activity, to each task, to each assignment. Know what time you're going to the gym. Know what time you're going to meet your friends. Know what time you're going to visit some relatives you want to enjoy. You want to have fun meeting up with them. So organizing is very, very crucial. It's the fundamental of successful life. So I want you to start organizing your life from now, from today. Today, say to yourself, use positive affirmation. Tell yourself that I'm an organized person. I will organize my life. I will not live the same old life that I used to. From now on, I made the decision that I am not some random or messed up person. I am an organized person, and I will organize my life, and my life will be very organized, and I will achieve my goals and pursue my dreams. Because without organizing your life, you're missing out for many opportunities. You're missing each day that will lead you to your biggest happiness, to your biggest success in your life. So we need to start organizing our life, and don't live the same way that you used to live before. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I'm looking forward to publish more episodes to make a big change or transformation in your life, because my biggest goal in life is to help people, is to add it so much values in people's life. I want to teach you what I experienced in my own life in the past years. I don't want you to fail in your life. I don't want you to feel stuck or stagnant in your life. I don't want you to feel miserable because of your old habits, because of your old behavior. I want and I wish you so much success and happiness in your life, and this is what I'm seeking to achieve in your life. I'm going to do my best to help you, to stand for you every minute of the way. I'm with you in this journey. I will support you. I will make a big change in your life. Please do not hesitate to share or like this episode. And I promise you to publish more episodes to make a big change in your life. Thank you so much again for listening and watching. And I can't wait to see you in the next episodes. Bye, everyone.